Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. It's a beautiful day to be together in the life of our church. It's a great day to be together as a church family. And so we welcome you all here inside the church. Welcome our friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and also through our church website. Wherever you find yourself on this beautiful Sunday morning, we're so glad that you've taken time to be with us here virtually for worship this morning. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor, and I'm so glad that you all are here with us in church. And so as we're gathered, we ask that you would take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. And so we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in worship today. On the back side, you can check one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the life and work and ministry of our church. You can also jot down prayer concerns that you are praying for in your life, or if there are certain praises that you're lifting up, write those down as well. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that are passed later on in our worship service this morning. For our friends who are joining us virtually, you're invited to go to our church website. If you're not already there, it's burlingtondoc.org. There you can download a copy of today's worship bulletin, and you can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself today. We also invite you to gather up elements of communion so you can gather with us virtually around our Lord's table later on in our worship service. On the very back of your worship bulletin, you see things that are going on in the life of our church. And as you're turning there, we want to let you know that Pastor Brooke is away today on vacation. And so we hope that she has a great day, and we look forward to having her back with us in worship next Sunday morning. Today is our church work day. Immediately following this service, we're going to be doing some odds and ends kind of around the church house. And so you're invited to stay following this worship service. We're going to have a light little lunch down the fellowship hall and then get to work together. And so we hope that you will spend a few hours here with us later on today. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. And so you see in the worship bulletin that there's a special Pentecost, special offering, little note about that. This is our denomination's one of our over and above special offerings that goes beyond our congregation here. The Pentecost offering goes to support the starting of brand new Disciples of Christ churches. And so it's going to help others hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And so you can make a gift to that in the offering envelope, and you can also give through our church website as well. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday officially, and so on Pentecost Sunday, the color of the church season changes from white. So you see the white here and the white on the table and the white banners. It changes to red next week, and it's kind of in our little fun tradition that on Pentecost Sunday, we usually wear red together, and so you should not be afraid next week to wear your favorite Cardinals jersey, Kansas City Chiefs jersey, whatever you want to wear. Just go ahead and wear it to church. You can wear it every Sunday, but especially next Sunday, you can wear it to church next week on Pentecost Sunday. We're looking forward to Vacation Bible School. We've been spreading the word about that coming up soon, June 11th through the 15th. Lots of folks have already signed up through our church website, and so you can do so here and now today. You can also contact us in the church office, and we'll point you in the right direction. Lastly, you may have seen a note in our church newsletter last week that we had a great and wonderful church board meeting last Monday. Our church board approved some church renovations and a new capital campaign for us. And so just want to let you know you're going to be hearing a lot about this in the next coming weeks and months together. You may have noticed some evidence of our renovation work already starting. As you see, the tech room stuff that usually is in the tech room is now kind of hanging out back in the narthex. You may have noticed that our youth room is going to be moved and our nursery is going to be renovated and moved. And so lots of exciting things that are going on in the life of our church that we're going to be telling you about. And so we invite you to be praying for all these new things that are happening, that we can make our church a welcoming place for others to hear the good news of the gospel through our congregation. As it is the end of May and it's time for graduations, it's time for school to be coming to an end soon, Pastor Anka is going to come forward. She has a little Sunday school recognition note for us.
Over the past year, we have had 33 Sunday school teachers and helpers, including youth group and M&M. Those volunteers have volunteered over 100-plus hours of their time to be with our children and youth. Will you please stand to be recognized if you are one of those individuals that have been a part of our children's lives over the past years, so you may be recognized with a round of applause for your dedication and helpfulness to have these children be able to have these wonderful programs. Thank you for being so amazing and working with the children of our church. I greatly appreciate it.
You turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. No one like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. No one like you. God is greater.
Who you are, and I'm loved by you.
you please pray with me? Dear Lord, we thank you for loving us unconditionally. We often forget that your love is so powerful and given to us no matter what. Allow us to share your love with others who need it most. Let your words we hear today bring us hope. Hope for our futures in you. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. As you are being seated, I invite the children of the church to join me for Children's Moment. Good morning. How are you all doing? That is great. Well, today in James chapter 5, verse 16, we learn about praying. And it says, pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. So to help get that message across, I brought a book up here with me. The Bernstein Bears Say Their Prayers. It was bedtime in the Bear family treehouse. Bedtime after a long, busy day. Little Honey Bear was already asleep in her crib. Brother and sister were ready for bed, too. They were bathed and had their pajamas on. But there was one last thing they needed to do before they went to sleep. It was time for brother and sister to kneel down beside their bunk bed and say their prayers. They said, bless Mama, bless Papa, bless Honey Bear, bless Grizzly Gramps, bless Grizzly Gran, bless Cousin Fred, Uncle Willie, and Aunt Min. So you can see them sitting there saying their prayers. Some people just don't believe in saying prayers, said Mama. But we pray at night so we can thank God for our many blessings of the day. Do you and Papa always say your prayers before you go to sleep? Asked Sister, half asleep. Not exactly, said Mama. These days, Mama and Papa were so tired at bedtime that they just flopped down and were snoring almost before their head hit the pillow. But I think it would be a good idea if we got back in the habit again. Mama nudged Papa. Do you agree, Papa? Huh? He said, trying to stay awake. Oh, right. Absolutely. So you see, sometimes in life, we become really, really busy. Even as young kids, as yourselves, we can become a little too busy at times, playing with friends and going to sleepovers and school, that we might forget to say our prayers. But we need to make time for God, just like He makes time for us every day. So do you think this week you kids can say your prayers, whether it's morning before you go off to school or camp, or maybe at lunch or before you go to bed? Raise your hand if you think you can say your prayers. Yeah? And sometimes us adults need to set some time aside, too, to say our prayers. No matter how busy we get, God is always there for us, but we should talk to Him, too. So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for listening to all of our prayers each and every day. We know that you might not give us the answer we want or right away, but it's the answer that's best. We are grateful for your love all the time. Amen.
God gives. He gave us today. He gave us our breath. And He gave His only Son. In Ephesians 5, the Apostle Paul says to us that we can imitate God by giving. That Jesus gave of Himself and He loved us. And so today, as the plate is passed before you, I want you to imitate God and give of yourself. Your ushers are going to pass the basket on your outside row, and then they'll come around, and if you're at the end, they'll collect it from you. Thank you.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet soul. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet soul. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again.
You're so good to me. You heal my.
As we go to God in prayer, we lift up the family of Jeannie Custer, who passed away earlier this week. Will you please pray with me? Lord God Almighty, you are the giver of all gifts. We ask that you would bless our gifts and multiply them so they can support us in sharing your love and your grace in our community and as a church body. Thank you for all you have given us. We come to you today with the joy of our blessings. We are thankful beyond measure for each day you have given to us. We give you thanks for your steadfast love that never fades away. Thank you for allowing your words to give us strength when we need it most. Thank you for never leaving us, even though sometimes we forget you are still here. While we want our hearts to be closer to you, we know we can stray away. We ask that you comfort those that have strayed away so they can come back to you. As challenges arise this week, we ask that you be with us. Show us your guiding hand and allow our worries to disappear. We know some are struggling now for many reasons. Let your words they hear today bring them hope that their struggles will soon be over and they can find joy once again in you. We ask that you lift up those who are weak, healing from a medical procedure, those who are in need of good health, and those who are healing from broken hearts or the loss of a loved one. We especially lift up Tom Custer and their family at the recent passing of Jeannie Custer. She was a faithful servant of yours, and we are blessed she was part of our church family for so many years. Lord, we are thankful to know that Jeannie is now at peace. We also want to lift up those on our prayer list today. We pray that your healing hands can help them grow stronger and healthier. We pray that broken hearts can become mended and memories will last forever. We pray that you forgive us when we seem upset that our prayers appear to be unanswered just because the outcome is not what we wanted. We know, Lord, you have a grander plan for all of us and the right answers to our prayers. For you are our wisdom and light, and we know your direction is the best to go. We ask all this in your name, giving you the glory, as we are thankful for your life, death, and resurrection. Allow our voices to join together as we pray the prayer that he taught his disciples praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading today comes from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. We invite the Spirit of God to be upon us as we hear God's word read in the midst of worship this morning. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and recover a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God today for it. Over these past few weeks, our church house has been a steady stream of people. Not just of lots and lots of folks coming to Sunday morning worship, not just young people coming to youth groups and children's ministry events on Sunday night, not just folks coming to Bible study on Wednesday evenings or Thursday morning women's groups, not just with all the meetings that we have throughout the week and fellowship groups, but the church has been buzzing full of people here recently because members and friends have been coming to have their picture taken for a brand new church pictorial directory. We're putting this book together, right, that is like our all-church yearbook, like your yearbook that you still have and peruse from your high school days. Our church pictorial directory is this massive undertaking that it takes forever to put together, and we only put it together once every 5 or 6 years. But it's a wonderful thing to do and have. It's fun to look at the directory and be able to put a name with a face and be able to say, oh yeah, I always wave to them and say hello on Sunday morning, but I have no idea what their name is and who they are. When the directory comes out later this year, you can try to put a name with a face. There won't be any tests. There's like no like final exam. Now go around and name everybody else's name or else you can't come back to church. It's not like that at all. But this book is a great snapshot of who we are as a church family at this time, in this year, and with these people, and all of us together. Now, I fully confess that I'm like 1,000,000% card-carrying, certified church nerd. And so I confess willingly that I love looking through old church pictorial directories. We have a huge stack of them in our office, and they go back from 2016, 2012, like 06, all the way back in the 1990s, 1980s, even it seems like the 70s. And these books are so great. And looking through these books, you can see that some of us look better now than we did back in the 1970s. Others of us, well, we're here now, and so we're glad to be here together. It's so much fun looking at these old styles, these old clothing, these old hairstyles. Some of us had more hair in like old directories. Some of us had kids who were younger. Some of us didn't even have kids at all. Some of our friends who are no longer here with us were in those directories. And so for me, doing these deep readings in these old directories, I love it because I can feel and sense and know that there are people here before us who love Jesus just as much as we do. They love our church just as much as we do. You know, like sometimes we joke that we have our favorite pew that we pay good money for every single week, like it's our reserved seat at like the ball game or something. And so because we almost always sit in the same section, I can take mental attendance every week when I preach based on who is here and who is not. But looking at our directory, you can see that people used to sit in your seat before you loved to sit in your seat. There were other preachers who filled the pulpit before I came along. And reading through these old directories sometimes gets me choked up about folks who aren't here anymore. Gets me choked up thinking about how lucky we are to be here and now. And to quote the old musical Hamilton, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Like we get to carry on the message and love of Jesus Christ, the same message that our predecessors shared. We get to experience the same love and joy of being together in a community. Because we're the body of Christ together. It seems so simple. Taking pictures, to having a book, to know each other's names and put a name with the face, but it's much bigger and it's much more important than that. It's saying that we are a church family together, that God has brought us together as a body of Christ. You see, it's like that in the Bible today. We're coming to the end today of our sermon series that's been going through and preaching through the book of James. James has been a lot of fun. It's been super challenging over the past month because James, this tiny little book in the back part of the New Testament, has made us think about and be mindful of what we say, literally be conscious of the words that come out of our mouth. James has been calling us to be aware of not only what we say, but how we live and what we text, what we type, to realize that we get to show forth the grace of Jesus Christ, that we are representatives for God in every single situation we find ourselves in. And so up to this point, James has been giving us all kinds of helpful hints, point by point, verse by point. Do this, don't do that, but do this instead. We've heard that over the past month. And so today, James wraps it all up, ties it up with a bow, and wraps it in a box. And he gives us some closing advice and some concluding words, especially about what it means to be a community. What it means to follow Christ in a church. And so we heard him say things like, if you're suffering, pray. If you're cheerful, give thanks to God and sing praises to God. If you are sick, he says, call in the elders, call in those saints who have been around longer than you have and ask them to pray for you. And he even says, if someone in your life strays, it's almost like if their life gets too busy, if their calendar fills up, if faith even moves to the back burner, reach out to each other and say, you know, I've missed seeing you in church. James even says, if we wander in the faith, know that we are not alone, because we're the community and the body of Christ together. We care for each other and we pray for each other, because James says that is who we are as the church. And it's almost like even more than anything that we do as a church, we offer hope, the hope of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Because more than anything that Jesus did in his ministry here upon the earth, and even now through the Holy Spirit, Jesus reminds us that we are not alone, that there is more to life than just this, because we're in life together. We're the body of Christ, and so we always have hope together. Let me tell you what this looks like in our church family. It's almost like the H of hope means help. If you need help, if you are in need, if you are looking for more out of life because you realize that you cannot make it on your own, the church is here to help, because we all need help in life. I mean, here this takes place in so many ways. Like literally, whenever you write down your prayer concerns on the tear-off sheet and you drop them in the offering basket, every single week, it's me and Pastors Brooke and Annika and our parish nurse, Joanne Prosser. We literally go through them every single week. We lift them up to God, and then we divide them up between us, and we make calls, and we send notes, and we say, hey, you've been praying for this. I'm praying for this in my life, too. I've been thinking about you all week long. And it's not just us on the church staff. It's people that you sit around every single week in your favorite pew. Together, we are a church together. And we learn together in Sunday school, and we serve together on ministry teams. We listen to each other, and we experience life together. We offer help, because that is what God does for us. The O of hope is out. As in, as a church family, we are always out serving. Because we know the good news of Christ isn't just contained within the walls of the church, but it is out in the community. From building and then delivering now more than 105 beds to kids who don't have a bed in Des Moines County, from collecting books and coats and school supplies for kids at Blackhawk School down the street, to giving away food and supplies at the Linda Paul Food Pantry at James Madison School, the good news is out all over the place. It shows up whenever we stop in the hospital and the care center to pray. It shows up whenever Pastor Annika goes to see our church kids at band concerts and their sporting events, when our elders take home communion, or when literally hundreds of people in places like Texas and Missouri and Nebraska and Florida and Germany literally watch us online every single week. Literally, whenever you are waving to a camera, there's somebody on the other side of the camera, maybe in their pajamas, watching us in worship every week. Because God is for us, but not only for us. The P in hope is for pledge. And by that, I mean that the message of Jesus Christ is shown forth in our giving, in our serving, and offering our pledges to share the love of God. I mean, often we think of our pledges as our tithes and offerings, like the stuff that we put in the plate, or we have automatically withdrawn from our checking account. I mean, it is that in giving and serving, but it's more than that. It's giving by serving a funeral dinner after someone has passed away in our church family to help a grieving family. It's helping volunteer to teach Sunday school and with children's and youth ministries. It's our tech team being so faithful every single week to be here to broadcast our worship services. It's our band and choir leading us. It's folks staying after church to knock off our to-do list on a work day to make our church a more welcoming place. Our pledges come from time and talents, from money given to Jesus Christ through our church in so many ways. Lastly, the E in hope is for everyone, as in the love of God and the message of Jesus Christ is for everyone. Their church is called to be a place of love and grace and hope and salvation for everyone, that no matter what size or shape or make or model we are, no matter how long we've been here or how long we've been gone, when we are broken, when we are whole, when we are joyful and we are beat down, the good news of Jesus Christ is for everyone, even people just like us. Praise be the Lord. See, our church is an amazing place because we've got amazing people in it, and we're in this life together. And so we get to be a people of hope and shine the light of God's love to a world that needs it now. And God calls us to be the ones who get to share it. Thanks be to God for that challenge and that's good news. Let us pray. Oh, loving God, we're so very thankful that we are the body of Christ together. We are thankful that you have called us together here and now to be your church, to be your family of faith. We pray that your Spirit might bless us and fill us. Help us to not only experience your hope that the best days are yet to come, but also to share that good news and hope with all those that we share life with. We are thankful for your message that came through the book of James, that challenges us and shapes us to be more like you. For your grace and for your love, we give you thanks and praise. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.